You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.
The word is cert. Spelled C for cyber, I for incident, R for response, and T for teams. Definition: a team responsible for responding to and managing cybersecurity incidents involving computer systems and networks in order to minimize the damage and to restore normal operations as quickly as possible. Example sentence: the CERT worked to break the intrusion kill chain of the Scattered Spider attack campaign. Origin and context: a cyber incident response team, CERT with an I, is similar to a computer emergency response team, CERT with an E, and a security operations center, or SOC. In some cases, security pundits use the terms interchangeably. In general, though, a CERT with an E coordinates incident response for a community like a specific country or industry sector. A CERT with an I coordinates incident response across multiple functions within one organization like IT, legal, and public relations. A SOC is a central location within an organization where a group of security analysts monitor and respond to security-related data from many different sources. The idea of a centralized incident response team began in the aftermath of the famous Morris Worm of 1988. A first-year computer science graduate student at Cornell University, Robert Tappan Morris, created and launched the Worm. It was the first of its kind to cause as much damage as it did by impacting 10% of the existing internet. It also resulted in the first felony conviction in the U.S. under the 1986 Computer Fraud and Abuse Act and prompted DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, to fund the establishment of the CERT with an E Coordination Center at Carnegie Mellon University. Nerd reference: on the Fox TV show 24 that ran from 2001 to 2010, counterterrorism agent Jack Bauer, played by Kiefer Sutherland, races against the clock to subvert terrorist plots. Back in the CERT with an I, Chloe O'Brien, played by Mary Lynn Rice Cubb, manages the tech within the operations center. Back in those days, security vendor Cisco was famous for placing its products on TV shows and movies. This scene opens with a shot of the Cisco product security response system showing on one of the operating system monitors. Its alert is that there is a network traffic spike.
How did this happen? Mr. Buchanan, the network security module lit up. Someone on the outside is trying to jam our satellite servers.
Could this just be a high network load?
No, it's definitely a denial of service attempt. What do you want me to do?
Did it do any damage yet?
No, the Cisco system is self-defending.
All right, have one of your people...
Did you catch that? Chloe said that there is no damage yet because the Cisco system is self-defending. How cool is that? Now the screen shows that the Cisco security response system has prevented a security intrusion.
Self-defending. All right, have one of your people use a security auditor tool. Maybe it'll lead us to Marwan's network.
That was my point from the start.
Did you catch that too? Chloe's boss just told her to use the Cisco auditing tool. And for those keeping score, in just under 45 seconds, Cisco had their product mentioned on 4 separate occasions. Brilliant. Word Notes is written by Tim Nodar, executive produced by Peter Kilpe, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
And now, a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose SixthSense, visit SixthSense.com.